If you are looking for regional or national ag news or livestock markets, the weekly Wyoming Livestock Roundup is just what you need. I'm Dennis Sun, publisher of the Wyoming Livestock Roundup. We also have a classified ad section for you to buy, sell, or find ag equipment, livestock, land, or everything you need for the ranch or farm. Please call 1-800-967-1647 to place an ad or receive a free 6-week subscription.
The Cowboys would like to thank another great sponsor of Clear Out West Radio Show, The Cowboy Shop. Get online at www.cowboyshop.com and do a little shopping for anything you need Western. You can also give them a call at area code 307-367-4300. That's The Cowboy Shop. They have everything you need, from clothes to tack to anything Western. Tell Bob and Carolyn we sent you. And welcome back to Clear Out West Radio Show.
Thank you.
Hey, want to thank our good friend, Mr. Rich O'Brien. The late Mr. Rich O'Brien has all that great music behind our commercials.
Still going strong.
Yeah. Miss Attleboy.
Yeah.
Let's have some more good music.
Let's
do that. Al Mail is riding along with us. This is awesome. Welcome to the Wine Bar.
I was walking down the city streets. I was feeling kind of blue. Not sure where I was going. Not sure what to do. I was talking to the night wind. I said, I think I'll get a drink to clear my head. Stopped into a tiny bar, and this is what the barman said. Welcome to the wine bar. Come inside and wine. Welcome to the wine bar. You need a listener, we've got time. Welcome to the wine bar. Come on in and you can bend the barman's ear, 'cause when you're in the wine bar, you know your wine is welcome here. Welcome to the wine bar. No, we're out of Chardonnay. We've got no Pinot Grigio, no Merlot, no Beaujolais. But you're welcome at the wine bar. Tonight for you we'll pour a brew into a stein, 'cause when you're in the wine bar, we serve the beer, you bring the wine. Seems like you're new here, and we don't intend to trouble you, but you should know the ruling here. It's BYOW. Welcome to the wine bar. To make a wine, here's what it takes. You start with one big vatitude, then fill it up with sour grapes, stomp up and down, then seal it in a time jar. And allow the sour mood to ferment. Finally bring it to the wine bar, when it's time for you to vent. Welcome to the wine bar. You can whine about the alimony going to your ex. Welcome to the wine bar. Try the wine of how you'll never understand the other sex. You can whine, where's all the time gone? Or perhaps you whine about the legacies of wartime. But when you're in the wine bar, you're allowed some getting sore time. We know you're new in here, and we're trying not to trouble you. But now you know the rule in here. It's always BYOW. Welcome to the wine bar. It's where we provide the beer, you bring the wine in. Welcome to the wine bar. It's where you go when it's all over but the crying. Welcome to the wine bar. Come on in and you can bend the barman's ear, 'cause when you're in the wine bar, it's where we mix your wine with beer. Welcome to the wine bar. You know your wine is welcome here.
I like that. That is so awesome. That is so nice. Yeah.
It paints quite a picture.
It does, doesn't it? It does. Well, and I've heard that I've heard them call the South Point down in Las Vegas the largest wine cellar.
Is that right?
In Nevada.
Keep going.
Where
Keep
they
going.
Have all the team ropings.
Dear.
Yeah, anyway.
I had to go there.
Yeah.
I'm just, still mad about
I'm
that.
I'm still mad about that. Dang, damn it, yes. Yeah. Last time we drove in traffic in the big city.
Yeah.
I'm still mad about
still
that.
Still mad about
still
that
mad about it. We're the only people that get the finger for not doing anything wrong.
For right? them getting in our
for
way.
For them getting in our way, and we get the finger.
We get the finger.
You know, there's a certain town. I'm not going to say what town it, what town it is. But whenever I go into it, it's been a good day if I don't get A, honked at, or B, flipped off.
Right.
And it's not that big of town, okay? And you know what town I'm talking about.
I think
about.
I do.
Yes,
yeah.
You do. You know exactly what I'm talking about here. Oh, I'm still mad about that.
You know what I'm still mad
what
about?
Are you, what do you tell me? What's
they
your...
moved the national finals from Oklahoma City. I'm still mad about that.
You still haven't gotten over that, have
I haven't.
You? You know what? I haven't either. You know what? When it went down to Texas that one year for COVID,
right.
I was hoping it was going to stay down there.
Why not?
I'd have gone down there.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Absolutely.
I'm sorry, but we just do not like Las Vegas.
Oh, well, Las Vegas is allergic to me.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
Man.
And vice versa.
Yeah, right. Well, and we've talked about this before. Sometimes, you know, the national finals just turned into a rock concert.
Oh, and that's and what it
I
is.
I had to take earplugs the last time
exactly.
I went. You're getting old.
Yes, you
when
are.
When did you turn into your dad? Let's have some cowpoke poetry
what
then.
What you got?
Well, you can learn a lot from a cowboy.
Now boarding Flight 63 to Denver.
Is what the flight attendant said. I grabbed my duffel, dumped out my coffee, hoping to be one place ahead. But then she said,
only members of the Pompous and Privileged Club first.
Then they loaded the first class passengers. It turns out that wasn't the worst. They were loading the plane from front to back, which assures the thing I always dread. The guy with the too large to carry on smacks everyone else in the head. As I walked by whacking all that I passed, I thought common everyday folk could learn a few things from the Western world, especially from a cowpoke. Stock haulers know how to load up a rig. They do it from nose back to the door. The other way you can't fit them all in. I don't need to say any more. A packer can help you pack for your trip and do it with nary a glitch. Pack lean and light and then balance your load. Tie it with a nice diamond hitch. Need a mani-pedi before you go? A farrier's the guy to pick. He'll only twitch you if you don't behave and won't even get in the quick. A rawhide braider is right for the job with pigtails for the well-traveled. He will braid them up most perfect and tight and they'll never come unraveled. If turbulence scares or makes you get sick, bronc riders can help you lick that. A riggin', some rosin, and a thick leather glove will keep you right where you're sat. Cowboy advice ain't just for traveling. It helps with a wide range of chores. Some Utah hobbles to ground tie your horse can be used to hold up your drawers. Need body work on a dent in your car? Let a rancher address your claim. A couple of whacks with his sledgehammer and then both sides will look the same. Can't back a truck and a trailer up straight? A teamster can show how it's done. Need someone to give your Shih Tzu a shave? A sheep shearer's probably the one. A blacksmith can save on your home decor with some horseshoe hangers and art. Need assistance with landscaping duties? A goat herd could give you a start. There's lots to be learned from cowboys each day, and plenty of things to discuss. And if you make him shop or drive downtown, he'll sure as heck teach you to cuss. A little common sense sure goes a long way. You might as well take our advice. Load the dang plane from the back to the front. And maybe then, lower the price.
See? I see. There's see? A lot you can learn from a
there
cowboy.
There is a lot.
Load the plane from the back to the front, for heaven's
come
sakes.
Come on, all right. People.
Let's have some Dick's Pick.
Ooh, yeah. This is a true classic.
Who's singing?
Homer and Jethro.
What are they singing?
I Love You a Thousand Ways.
Very nice.
I love you. I'll prove it to you someday. You just can't help it if you look that way. Your beauty's skin deep, so they say. If you were skinned, I'd love you a thousand ways. You got a head just like a rock, and your face would stop a clock, and you smile just like a mew eating bras. Your pancake makeup is pretty, I realize, but every time it rains, the batter gets in your eyes. You make me sick just like the ocean waves. In spite of that, I love you a thousand ways. That I could bite you, but I'd never do eat pork. When you was born, they should have kept the stork. I hope someday you go to Hollywood. With your three heads, you ought to do real good. When you are making $1,000 a day, I'll love you more, I'll love you a million ways.
Less income tax.
Well, if you're still mad, just listen to Homer and Jethro.
That's right.
That'll cheer you right
that,
up.
That'll yeah, bring a grin right, to your yeah. face.
I'm still mad about all this. We need to ditch out to a cowmercial.
Okay.
The good news is when we come back, you're going to teach us on Farrier's File. Clear Out West Radio Show is a proud sponsor of the Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame. The Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame strives to promote the working cowboys who have worked the land and who have helped shape the culture of this great state. The Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame is a 501c3 tax-exempt organization. All donations are tax-deductible. Please help us promote these men and women by making a donation to the Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame. Visit their website and donate at WyomingCowboyHallOfFame.org.